Are you going to smoke some analog weed or digital weed?
Digital weed.
Digital weed? All right, I'll smoke some digital weed too then.
Does this count as digital weed?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, digital weed.
Yeah, yeah. Or Sam's going off to get his heroin.
He's going to start blowing opium balloons.
I'm cool now, guys, right?
Just fucking zonked out there. 13 Chinese dudes in his basement.
He's just like...
Hello, welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 555. Shit, Tyler Dryblatt. I'm gonna be late for work again. That's the fifth time this week, and it's only Tuesday. Tyler Dryblatt.
How many split shifts am I working?
I don't know.
Or are they working? Because I guess they're talking to me, their driver. I'm confused about the situation.
I replaced the word man with Tyler.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got some dumbass articles to talk about. I don't even know. I'm not going to introduce them because they're dumb and who knows how many we'll get to. But we've got Jed here, so that's fun. Hey, Jed.
Hey, Tyler. Hi.
Wow. Coming in with some low energy.
You know what? This is a special episode for all three of us. No,
it's great
special
to talk episode. To you, Jed. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to be tossed to. It's a special episode for me and Sam in that we will be utterly altered during this episode. I don't think Sam, I've ever seen him take an edible in my life. So
that was just a Starburst, man, is a bit.
I mean, I figured that it was a bit because your father, but I was hoping it was real.
Sorry to disappoint. Well, we can't hear Tyler anymore, so let's Tyler, what are you drinking this week, buddy?
Tell us what you're drinking this
Nothing?
Week.
Nothing? You're not? All right, I'll go. Fine.
That's
right.
Fuck.
I got microphones into the parlor, and I have this specifically because we're recording this on St. Patrick's Day. That's right. I'm not lying about when we record this. This is an Irish-style red ale. I'm not really sure what's supposed to be so Irish about it, but there is a four-leaf clover on here, so you know it's legit.
Nice. Yeah.
Hopefully we get to one of our articles and we can discuss if the methodology of making Irish beers taste better works for you. I don't want to spoil anything.
Play some Dropkick Murphys, see if you like it any better.
That's the only band I can think of also.
Flogging Molly?
Got a different band there? I thought that was a song by Dropkick Murphys.
I'm pretty sure it's a different band.
Right? I mean, do you count Northern Ireland, or?
I don't think Ireland does.
Well, I think they do, actually. I think that's the whole issue.
I thought it was a Catholic Protestant thing.
Whatever. How's that beer? You made a funny face.
Yeah. So I floss my teeth not as regularly as I should. But sometimes I'm like, that last floss didn't take. I'm going to floss again. I'll really get in there this time. And so I can't tell if this beer tastes a little metallic or if I just floss too hard.
Wow. When did you floss last?
30 seconds ago.
About half an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't help that it's a red ale, I guess, because you can't see if you're, like, seeping blood into it.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark for a red ale.
It's extremely dark, actually.
Could be a porter.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my lighting. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who cares?
That's a good point. I don't. From Aslan Beer Co., I've got Red Invasion, a Red Rye India Pale Ale, 7% ABV. Been a while since I've seen a Red Rye IPA. Yeah, it poured out with just a whole lot of head. And it's still here. Different size bubbles. It's a little cloudy, but a kind of dark, unhealthy pea-colored yellow. It smells, yeah, it smells kind of, it's got that sharp, kind of rye, you know, smell to it. Yeah. There's something in here that's throwing me off. I don't know what it is. It's like, maybe like a little bit like orange juicy? Because I get the normal, like, rye and hop kind of profile, but then there's, I wonder what kind of hops they use, and maybe there's some kind of very citric hop in here that's giving me something weird. It's not bad, it's just kind of unexpected.
Speaking of something weird, what's this Jed feller got for us?
I have Brewdog, Lost.
I love them.
Which is a Planet First lager. It says, "United we stand for better beer, fiercely defiant and independent."
You know how I know? With that, though, is that nothing they have ever said has proven to be true.
Well,
so it doesn't bother you at all what they say on the can, because you just know not to believe it anyways.
They did do that very environmentally friendly plane trip. The booze plane, where all the toilets clogged half an hour into it.
It's so, environmentally friendly because everyone just ate the poop and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, they've got a good track record with this sort of thing. Anyway, Jed, go on.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately...
Punk! We're just as punk as our shareholders let us be! Fuck up, nerds.
Brewdog is the world's only carbon-negative brewery. But then it says ... after. So, I don't know what the implication there is, but it's 4.7%.
Because we bought carbon credits, which are kind of bullshit, Sam learned a little while ago.
The can on my beer is more interesting than the beer itself, I would say. It's like, it reminds me of like a Sam Adams mixed with a Yingling, is how I would describe this beer. It fits right in there.
It's an East Coast favorite.
I didn't know that until I went to Allegheny College, and then people were like, "Oh, Yingling's big here," and I'm like, "I'm from here. What? It is?" But yeah, this beer is definitely it's such a beer, man. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
It's like the most underwhelmingly middle of the road beer I think I've had in years. So, yeah, I don't think that'll change, but...
We're all doing super well today.
Yeah, I'm not upset, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, let's, I guess, get one of these dumbass articles out of the way, right?
Get them!
Sam, you mentioned that it was St. Patrick's Day. You're drinking something Irish, so let's go to yahoo.com. For study finds that listening to Irish music makes Guinness beer taste better. I guess a study published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology and reviewed by the Daily Mail. Oh, God. Reviewed by the Daily Mail. you know this is good.
Yeah.
I think they also, like, reviewed the private contents of Princess Diana's phone or something like that. So they can fuck right off. But anyway, yeah, it says that, like, they did some study that they don't really go through. Playing different music while people were drinking beer, and apparently lighthearted pop tunes such as The Saw Doctor's To Win Just Once or Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl make Guinness taste sweeter, whereas Sinead O'Connor or The Cranberries make it taste more bitter.
Wait, you skipped the part that gave Guinness its biggest claim to fame in the first sentence.
Oh, how Guinness is the favorite beer of Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
That's right. Nobody knew Guinness before Jason Momoa said that it was his favorite beer. You're right, Jed. I shouldn't have skipped over that.
Yeah, because people would be listening and be like, "I don't know what beer you're
right, eating." Right. That kind of seems like a weird fit, because isn't he very all, like, Hawaiian and shit?
He's like everything though, right? Like
he's just a citizen of the world. Is that what you're telling me? He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a cool bro.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've talked before about people claiming how much better Guinness is if you get it in Ireland.
Yeah.
Is that because when you're in Ireland, I assume there's just mandolin music and shit all time every day?
Is it because you're listening to the brogue constantly? You're just imbued with it?
Listen, I was at the airport, and neither of those things were happening in the Dublin airport. So I do believe the hype of the Guinness tastes better in Ireland after having had it myself.
I will never, ever believe it until I experience it for myself.
I kind of agree with that myself.
I experience it myself, you'll believe me.
Yeah, until Sam comes
it.
Back and says, you know what, it really was better there. Then I'll put some stock in it. But okay. I think what's happening to people is the same thing that's happening in this article, which is priming, quote, the idea that exposure to one stimulus may affect or influence a response to a subsequent stimulus. Because people are like, I'm in Ireland, right? Like, this is where it comes from. It's got to be great here. And then they're like, oh, man, so good, even though it's really not any better.
And I think the priming goes even further because you hear, oh, it's way better there.
Right.
So you can kind of talk yourself into it.
Right. And also Cillian Murphy serves you each Guinness.
Yeah.
So.
Jason Momoa was like cheering you on when you order it.
Exactly. So that all helps, I think.
I feel like if this article said that all beer tastes better, if like X beer tastes better when Y, like it's all the same. It just is like all, there's no more or less legitimacy to any of this.
Sure. And I also don't think it has anything to do with the fact that it's Irish music. Like, if they played some fast, I don't know, mariachi, you know, would that also make it sweeter?
You think it's that it's up-tempo?
Yeah.
That's interesting. There was a while there that we listened to a lot of Gogo Bordello while we were getting drunk in college. I don't think it made anything taste better, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's hard to prove a negative, right? Like, if we were listening to, I don't know, Celine Dion, would it have changed? I don't know.
Like, if we were listening to I Wish I Knew Natalie Portman, would that have been better than if we were listening to Blueberry Yum Yum, for example? What are the effects of the beer then?
Correct. Exactly. These are all good points. Speaking of being in college, I got a hilarious email the other day from our alma mater.
Yeah.
And it was from somebody I've never heard of, from a program I've never heard of, called Allegheny Creek Connections. Have you ever heard of this?
I thought they were involved with, like, the fracking stuff. They were against the fracking.
That rings a bell.
I thought they were, like, leading the charge against divesting into fracking or something, or trying to divest from fracking or something.
Gotcha. Well, they were like, hey, we saw that you're doing stuff with parks, which is cool. So you should be part of our trading card series. So I'm going to send you a link to that.
What the fuck?
You have to do this, you understand, right?
Unless it's like a Ponzi scheme and you have to pay them $800.
Oh, I should have just sent you the Google Docs link. That's the first thing there. But click on that and take a look.
So you could be in this? You could be Judy Acker?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry Benzel, I had him for, I guess it was probably whatever ecology class I took.
Isn't this, like, the dumbest shit you've ever seen in your life?
It's amazing! What are you talking about?
The interesting thing about it is how, I don't really have an opinion on it now, but if you became a part of it, I would think it's really stupid. But if they invited me to do it, I'd be like, this is really kind of legit, you guys.
I think it's so, so dumb, but I'm probably going to do it anyway, just for the giggles.
That was, like, in a sneaky way, the meanest thing you've ever said to Tyler.
Not even close.
No, not even close to the meanest thing he's ever said to me.
Yeah, but he meant, but that one was, like, the most real thing he ever.
It's whatever.
Wait,
you don't legislate our relationship.
Also, I think it's like every other photo is someone either fishing or hunting. So make sure you're doing that.
I'm sure they said send a picture of you being outdoorsy. Hey, yeah. This guy, Levi Lundell, he's wearing a hat with the Maryland state flag on it, so I think he's probably a fucking cool guy.
Bennett Gold. I know a kid, Bennett Gold. I know him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he went to Fox Chapel. He went to my high school.
I only knew one person, Eric Pallant. He's a professor at Allegheny.
Yes, I'm not including the professors.
But I didn't know anybody else. I didn't recognize any other name. But there are like 100 cards or something like that, so.
Wow. There are. I'm going through them right now. You have to do this.
I think I'm going to, but it's like so silly.
It is. Tyler, can I make a pitch?
Sure.
You should send them a picture that's not of you.
Hold on. There's some Irish.
I'm just trying to steal your thunder right
now.
No,
I'm not saying make it be me. I just like. We were just talking about Cillian Murphy. Just send them a picture of Cillian Murphy and say that it's you.
I think there's some Irish Republicans firing things off in my backyard.
Tyler, he's trying to take away your special moment.
I know this, but somebody's shooting at me. I don't know why.
I can't tell if this is a bit or if there's actual gunfire.
It's not. There's something happening in my backyard.
I can't hear it.
Go run out and scare whoever. Taiji!
What?
Taiji Nelson's on this? He didn't go to Allegheny College.
No, there are a bunch of people on here who didn't go to Allegheny College. It's like Slippery Rock and a bunch of other shit, too.
Okay, because Taiji went to Pitt, and I know him from Pittsburgh, and he lives with my good friend, and now he lives on the West Coast. But what? Okay. Man, now I'd be really offended if I was Sam and didn't get invited to this. You don't even have to go to this school.
No, but you do have to be involved in, like, nature shiz.
I walk my dogs all the time, dude.
Which is funny because I mostly do historical interpretation for parks, but that's fine.
Zach Piso's on here. Gins, you know Piso?
I don't think I do.
Who's she?
He was one of Haas's really good friends. You have to remember his name, Piso.
Nope. Not okay.
Well, you did know him.
I do like how many people Jed recognizes on here. This is fun for me.
Yeah, it's fun for me, too. It's way better than this dumb podcast.
Is this what happens when, like, you see when I see a slideshow of Pokemon? Like, oh, I recognize that one. He's got good stats.
William Tolliver? You're going to tell me you don't know who William Tolliver is?
Nope. I got nothing for you.
That's bullshit. Tyler, you know who Will Tolliver is.
Who? Do I?
Yes. Slide 89.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go to slide 89. I'm going to do it. I'm extremely curious.
Susan Washko played Ultimate. Sam, this is just, you're embarrassing me. John Williams did the score.
Oh, you know what? I do know him. Wow. I do know him.
101. Okay. Tyler, you better get on this list. This is amazing.
101? Who's on 101?
Ethan Woodfill. No, I was just saying,
they're
already... They're shooting to the moon with this. This could go on infinitely if people like you supply, you know.
I know.
Good content.
How much do I have to do in terms of lying on the internet to get on this, you think?
Very little. So weird.
So, you know how they found me? I did a presentation for a local chamber of commerce, like a history presentation. And I think the local chamber of commerce put out an announcement, like, saying who I was with a little bio. And it said, like, you know, Allegheny College. And so $20, they just had, like, a Google alert for Allegheny College. And they're like, oh, this fucker works for Parks. Let's email him, you know? So if you can just, like, get somebody to publish something that says, Sam Ginsberg, Allegheny College graduate, works for, you know.
With the word Parks in it?
Yeah,
or
I think they'll probably email you. Yeah.
Nature?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get on a concert opening for Naughty by Nature.
I'll be in there,
and the word nature will be in
there.
And that'll do it.
I like it.
That's great. That's really smart.
So Jed, you're 100% that I should do this. Sam, how do you feel?
Sam's bitter and jealous. You can't tell what he says.
Bingo.
Why? It's so weird that you care at all about this.
I don't. I'm doing a bit, man. Don't look at it too closely, or else it vanishes.
All right. Because I got this email, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's just such, like, a weird, stupid thing. I don't know. It's so weird.
This is like, you know, me and Sam are the Jews that, you know, work indoors. You know, we'll never be made men. We know that. But you have your chance to be made right now. You got to take it.
And I when know. The big tsunami comes and you're presiding over the entirety of, call it the eastern United States,
yeah.
You can make us your lieutenants.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good.
Or you're like foot job boys or whatever you need.
We're there for you, man.
Hell yeah. All right, well, coming soon, Tyler Dryblatt, Allegheny Creek Connections trading card.
Hell yeah.
Can you actually buy a pack of Creek Connections trading cards?
I don't think so. It says, like, they, like, show them to, like, kids and stuff to get them excited about working outdoors. All right,
so maybe don't do this. This sounds like it's going to get you in trouble.
Should I send a shirtless pic, or?
Of Cillian Murphy.
Dicks out? Dicks out? Should I do those guys from the Full Monty?
Just send a picture of Vegeta.
Listen, there are people that had two pictures on their card, so.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to send, I wonder, like, legitimately wonder, if I sent a picture of Lil Dicky, if I could get away with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's actually too close that it wouldn't even be a joke.
Yeah, I went to buy my beer today, and the guy who checked me out was like, oh, what's up, Adam Sandler? And I was like, cool.
Wow.
There are better and worse you could be called than Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
If he calls you Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, then you really got to be offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really mind when the average person calls me Adam Sandler anymore. I'm used to it. When that dude from The Wire called me Adam Sandler, that was pretty rough.
What dude from The Wire?
Andre Brower?
No. What? He's from Homicide: Life on the Streets.
Damn it.
Also Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wait. Doesn't he have a small role in The Wire? No, I don't think so. No.
Detective Holly. He's one of the black detectives who's not the Bunk.
And also not Andre Brower.
And not Freeman. Yeah. Not Daniels.
No, not he's one of the homicide detectives in or homicide maybe
and homicide left on the streets.
Works with Bunk, like he's with Bunk.
Yeah, he's not on like the
You're
special
thinking
team.
Of Monk from the TV show Monk.
He's not on the special Wire task force.
Is he a big dude?
Yeah, big dude, bald.
Okay, yeah.
I met him.
Okay.
And he was doing like a Chautauqua. You know what Chautauqua is?
Yes, I do.
He was doing a Chautauqua presentation. I really liked it. And I was like,
he had a place in Chautauqua nowadays. That's really nice, Tyler.
Okay. All right.
It's a gated
Don't worry. Community. It wasn't that funny.
It's just a gated community.
I know.
I don't know how they let you in, is really what I meant to say.
I wasn't there. He was doing a presentation. I thought it was really good, and he's from The Wire. So I went up and I told him, like, oh man, you know, that was really great. Like, I really liked you on The Wire. It's my favorite show. And he's like, that's great. You look like Adam Sandler. And I was like, cool, man. Nice to meet you. And I just like walked away.
I mean, you were in there with him. I don't know why you walked away. He wanted to chill with you, I think.
I guess. But, that's enough. That's enough of that. Let's move on. Shall we move on?
You're the host, man. We're in your hands.
I guess. Sam kind of looked like he wanted to say something. But,
it's really just that it was a topic of conversation for a while in college, how similar we look. And I've never once gotten Adam Sandler. I've never once gotten Lil Dicky. I've never once gotten
Andy Samberg. That was a good one for a while.
That's not who I was thinking. Andre Brower.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what about D.L. Hughley, though?
In Tyler's defense, he does talk to people on a regular basis, so it could be that you've secluded yourself from having those type of interactions in general.
Or that when I address people, I call them boy,
yeah,
and then they know not to speak to me that way.
It's the attitude. You know, I'm always walking around in, like, basketball shorts and hoodies and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, eating a bagel.
Yeah.
All right,
which is funny because that's actually what Sam wears. It's just like basketball shorts and hoodies.
Actually, yeah, Sam does carry himself as an Adam Sandler in Hustlers type.
Right.
Way more
exactly.
Than
big time. Definitely big time. But I don't know. That's the way it is.
Tyler, why don't you and I ever have two-person episodes where we just have a good time with each other?
I don't know. Oh, boy.
It's like when Sam gets up, it feels like we can have fun again, you know?
It feels like we can breathe.
Yeah. Speaking of breathing, time to read up.
Time to hit it hard, brother.
Okay, but actually, I do think you should do the trading card thing. Like, that would be amazing.
I think I'm going to. It's kind of like having my own IMDb page. Like, that's just pretty funny, too, that I have that.
Yes, and you're on a list of people who someday, some of those people could probably be someone. So, you know, you always have that.
I'll be in, what is it? Illustrious Company, that's the one.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll be a known associate.
Being wanted and being wanted for questioning are two very different things. And speaking of being wanted, BBC.com, police in Edinburgh seize beer bike over traffic offenses. So, you know what a beer bike is. It's one of those, like, mobile bars that you pedal along.
You guys ever been in one of these?
Yep.
It sound like, they seem like they would rule.
They rule for 15 minutes, for sure.
But you usually use them to go spot to spot. You're not pedaling for an hour-long stretch.
When we did it,
we did
the tour, and we were drinking on the thing. So, like, we didn't stop at bars or anything like that. Like, you're on the thing.
I've only ever seen it as, like, a bar-hopping utility. And I think they're drinking while they're pedaling, but they are pedaling from bar to bar. You know what?
I'm hearing
it now. This is just Wisconsin culture.
For sure.
You got to have some drinking with your drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like I did in Thailand, but the memory's hazy. So maybe I just like hopped on one that was stationary and then they told me to go away. I think that's actually what happened. So no, I guess is the real answer.
And what was the seizure about?
Well, you'll be happy to know that there are three sentences in this article, and none of them say what it was about. It just says it was stopped for traffic offenses. Inquiries are ongoing.
My favorite part about the article is how they don't have an author. So maybe a computer wrote it.
That's true.
Maybe a robot wrote it.
It's pretty funny. The picture of it being impounded, though, is pretty funny. Yeah. Like, the tiny little tow truck they have, it looks like it was made just for this thing.
Mm-hmm. This could be the repair vehicle. That.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess, I don't know, I guess they're not having, like, Ford F-350s over in London, presumably.
This is in Edinburgh.
You're right, but it's all over there.
Well,
I was just saying, you're not going to see a tow truck like this in the United States. You know, like,
you could barely get a smart car on that.
That's what I'm saying.
It does look like it's maybe a special one just for impounding these beer bikes. Maybe the beer bikes are like a real,
they have plague,
a real epidemic of them.
This tow truck's call sign is Lil Guy.
Who's at fault for the traffic offenses? Because, Jed, you don't steer, right? Like, you're just pedaling.
There's a driver. That
right, there's a driver, but it's not part of your party.
I was under the impression when I was on it, and this is a long time ago, and I was specifically getting drunk. Like, that was the whole point.
Fair.
I believe that there's some sort of mechanism to store the power from pedaling. Because it's like...
Right.
Because I think it's like an electric thing that is powered by pedaling. So
that's great, but that has
Tyler doesn't care about that. We're talking about directionality.
Right, but I'm saying that I think the pedalers, right, not only do they not specifically propel the bike because it's the
speed power. Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
they don't have any driving responsibilities at all. Otherwise,
real A to C thinking there, Jed.
But I get you. I do follow you now. I do follow you now.
Now that you've told us what B was, we've gotten from A to C.
Did the courtesy of explaining the whole thing.
There's a driver, obviously, or else you couldn't just be...
That's what I was trying to say.
You couldn't... You'd be driving.
I didn't fucking believe me. I was on your side, and then you did a bad job backing me up.
You can see the driver in it, in the picture.
I actually don't think that's the driver. I think that's a cop.
That probably is a cop, but they're in the driver's seat touching a steering wheel. So.
Well. So it's a driver.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, imagine you're, like, here with your buds, and you're, like, drinking and pedaling this thing around, and all of a sudden they're like, sorry, y'all, we gotta take your driver, because he was fucking up. Like, what do you do? Do you get your money back? How do you get back to your vehicle?
You definitely don't get your money back. I'm very confident about that. These things don't, they ain't swimming in it, I'll tell you that. But to get pulled over for not obeying traffic laws is, like, the company just fucked up. Like, were they like, right. No one will give a shit. Like, these things go slow. So was it just like,
we'll just blast through a red light.
Yeah.
Maybe they just assumed that everyone would know that they're so important to their local culture that they would be able to get away with it.
I think that's what they assumed. Yes.
How many Naked Gun movies have they made? Like three?
I thought.
Three and a half. I'm just kidding.
I mean, that is probably a more accurate number, right?
I think one of them was Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Oh, that's a lot then.
But that was just like a bad bit. But I feel like for the next installment of that movie, which they'll definitely do with Leslie Nielsen somewhere, a cop should commandeer one of these and just have to be yelling at the guys to pedal better and like, yeah. But now he's got to serve them their beer or else they're going to refuse to keep pedaling. Like you can milk 3 minutes out of that.
That's a YouTube sketch, I think. That's a YouTube sketch.
But commandeering a vehicle is just such a cop thing.
Right, well, it is a cop in the YouTube sketch, I'm saying.
Shit, you could just make him be whatever you want, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great premise, though. I think that'd be very funny.
It's interesting to see how the sausage is made, you know? I was here when it happened.
What, me pitching room. Fucking fire all the time?
Yeah, in the room where it happened. It's crazy. I don't know. What are you jabronis been up to?
Oh, man. It's a great transition to me, actually. It's about like how I'm a worthless dipshit. Three stacks.
Jay doesn't give a fuck. Just walking away.
I think he's got his headphones in still.
What? Did you say something?
I had to check a text.
Okay.
For this reason. Is that showing up? Can you see that?
Baby?
Child.
Is that a bloody cut?
Yeah, my kid, she hurt her face pretty bad.
Oh, no.
So this is Emily texting me about it. This is why I was distracted.
Wait, tell us about...
Yikes.
It's better.
It's not funny at all. That's why I got up to I had to go away from the mic for like 2 minutes was to take a call about that.
I thought you had to breathe in.
You always know just what to say, Tay.
Wait, tell us if she's okay.
I don't know. This happened during the recording.
Oh shit.
She fell down. She hurt her face. I was just about to tell you guys how the wife and children are away. So, I was going to talk about that.
Everything's going well.
Yeah, but apparently she ate it. Luckily, she's at Emily's aunt's house, who is a nurse, who is able to be like, this is not that bad, but let's go ahead and call your cousin, who is a physician. And she also said, it's fine as long as it doesn't feel, quote, crunchy.
I got a new text. 1 second.
Where are they at? Did they leave because you've been descending into your drunken rages again?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Is Emily Irish? Is it just like an instinctual thing to flee your husband on St. Patrick's Day?
she's not Irish. I think it's her grandpa's birthday.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I was going to ask you guys. As a single man and a functionally single man, what do you do?
Which one of us
like
is single, and which one of us is functionally single?
So, what I was wondering is,
okay,
how you like spend a weekend day? Because I was like, I'm gonna fucking chill the fuck out today. And then I sat down and just, like, dicked around for 10 minutes. I was like, well, obviously I have to go do a lot of dishes right now. And so I feel like perhaps Emily has trained me over nearly a decade of being together, I don't know how to, like, chillax on an open afternoon. How do you guys chillax on an open afternoon so the next time this happens, I can be prepared?
Well, remember that bit that we did at the beginning of the episode? That helps.
Yeah, I mostly just smoke the reefer. I don't know.
Loitering and smoking the reefer and what? Like,
do you reefer? Play video games anymore?
Sam, no. I've been replaying Borderlands. I don't think you understand. You smoke the reefer and then just, like, whatever is interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You're making weed sound really sad. I don't know if you know that you're doing that.
Whatever. No, I just, usually when I'm by myself, like, I...
That's what you're going to say. Go to the movies or take a hike or something.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. I get high and go hiking is what I do.
Okay.
Like, now, pretty much without fail.
Are you... logistically, do you have to drive high somewhere, or are you getting an Uber, or are you walking distance from a trail?
Well, I'm certainly not taking an Uber, and for legal reasons, I would never drive high, Samuel.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's not hard to get, like, high in the
woods. I was going to leave you both of my children in my will, but now that I've heard that, I'm not so sure about
it. I wouldn't do that.
You would just sell them to a butcher immediately. Have no second thoughts about it.
Me or Tyler?
Tyler.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jed, you would try your best and you would fail, but you would try your best.
But I would try. I would actually try. They'd be good at something.
You can get a lot for a white kid, is all I'm saying. Are they still blonde, you know?
They are still blonde, yes.
but it's really not hard to get high in the woods, especially if you've got the digital weed. Like, you can smoke a vaporizer just about anywhere in this world and people will just ignore you.
Do you have any hobbies, Sam? I think that's a question I would ask.
Say again?
Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I also read. I do a lot of reading. I got a book right here.
Not you, the other guy that can't.
I know. I'm giving him suggestions.
I just let him answer first.
All right.
No. I mean, parenting is my hobby. But I have been playing video games, which is to say, 15 minutes at a time of Borderlands while my children are watching Paw Patrol, and theoretically I read, but. I just kind of got to a point in this book where I was like, I don't want to read this shit anymore. And so I bought another book, and very early on, I was like, I can't tell if it's too early to be into it or if I just don't like this. But I've, like, refused to give up on finishing the first book. I'm like, I have to do it eventually. So I think I'm just going to punish myself through this book. And eventually I'll wise up and give up, just like I did with Don Quixote after I read 100 pages of the worst book I've ever read.
I think Don Quixote would be good if you read it, like, when it was published, because
half a millennium late to the game on it.
Yeah, because everything is an allegory for, like, Spanish politics, but I don't know, like, who the, you know, windmill signifies today, you know?
Yeah.
I did have the same experience, though, with a much more modern book. Got 100 pages into Infinite Jest, and I'm like, I haven't seen one jest, Infinite Jest, you're not funny! And it's my sister's favorite book, and I keep talking to her about how I don't understand how it could be enjoyed. It's not that I, like, some books, I'm like, this isn't for me. Or, I mean, same thing with, like, TV and music and a bunch of stuff, but I cannot comprehend the idea of enjoying this book.
I really like that it's your sister's favorite book because it's, like, stereotypically, like, a male douchebag book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say she fits that mold.
Okay.
She's a male douchebag, I'd say.
Sure. I don't know. I've met her 3 times and she hasn't said 3 words to me.
Yeah, that sounds like her. Also, I think her other favorite book is Catcher in the Rye. That's also, like, a douchebag man book, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tyler, Alpha's like her don't talk to betas. Like,
that's true. I was going to say she recognized my beta cuck status and so treated me appropriately.
Sam, what do you game on?
Nintendo Switch.
Okay, I think that you should buy a Steam Deck and explore the world of a Steam Deck.
The thing is, though, how little time I have for video games, and also how little attention I can pay? Because I have Tears of the Kingdom, and I put 2 hours into it. And the thing is, that's not a game you can play 15 minutes at a time, and I don't, other than today, I don't have opportunities to put an hour at a stretch into a game. Which is why I'm playing Borderlands, a game I've played 4 times before, because I can play the game on my
screen. So you're just looking for something to do, like, every 3 months when you have a day off?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with weed. You know, because, like, you're not going to, like, take up juggling if you do it, like, once every 3 months, you know?
Hey, you know what? I think you should, though. If you spent a day on
juggling... Not if I got high first.
Well, I think explore that world. I think it'll make
you feel... I don't know. Maybe, you know, like, paint a picture, and then we'll get a whole collection of Sam's lonely pictures, and that'll be an interesting gallery.
That'll be a real vision into... I was going to say, like, my demented psyche, but the thing is, I'm not good at art. So you'd be like, that's a real picture at, like, how he just, like, that guy likes green. He's just, like, the only one he's using. Does he know about the other colors or what?
Yeah, I want to see that.
You could start your own one-man podcast that you record every...
I could start another one-man podcast?
It's called Bjorn to be Wild.
Bjorn.
Bjorn to be Wild.
How many podcasts are you currently on, Sam?
Well, it depends how when you say on. Do people have to listen to it for it to count?
Do people have to listen to it? Of course not. We're talking about podcasts.
Okay, then, Bruce Day Tuesday, Mystery D8, and Bjorn to be Wild. Those are my podcasts.
Yeah. And Bjorn to be Wild is, can you break it down for me what that is?
Yeah, so episodes are 1 minute long. I record a minute a week talking about what it is like to be a parent. See Bjorn, like a baby Bjorn. So when I first found out Emily was pregnant the first time, I just started talking for a week, or for an hour, a minute, fucking Christ, for a minute a week about my feelings on
life. And this guy wants to find something else to jam in his brain? He can't even say time.
He can't even say words good.
It's been a long day. Of theoretically relaxing.
doing nothing, apparently.
No, I just did chores all day. I did so many goddamn dishes, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But, so it's just...
Well, you could have done those high.
I'm not sure I could have. Maybe you could have.
You'd feel good at the end, regardless.
Sure. But yeah, it's just a show where I talk for a minute at a time and then release them in 50 episode blocks, because to record a minute long podcast would be just like logistically irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Jed, what do you do to kill a day though? You haven't really said.
Well, I watch soccer, so that's actually a thing that I do on weekends. So that like takes me through like 12:30. So like the first half of my day is done. Second half of my day, Saturday, I'm either trying to figure out if people are going out or, I don't know, I get high and watch YouTube videos. I don't know. It's usually very chill. The more work I do in a week, the more I do nothing on the weekend.
Sure.
So if I don't do anything during the week, I'm like, I have to do something with my weekend. But if I work hard, I'm like, I can just chill till Monday. So.
Yeah.
I think that might actually be my problem. Because my weekends are the most taxing days of my week.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I've trained myself that the relaxing times are the working times.
Yeah.
And so on weekends, I feel the need to get shit done because it's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll start a small business.
Yeah, I think Tyler and I were probably coming to that same conclusion.
I think you should franchise one of these pedal bars.
Yes, in Madison, yes. Perfect.
At least that market isn't entirely saturated.
Yeah, exactly.
They're pulling those off the street.
Okay, well, Sam, hopefully we've given you lots of great ideas.
Yeah, at least enough to get to 850, so that's great news. 750, sorry, guys. Oh, it's just Sam, right.
Oh, it's Tyler gone again?
Yeah, I keep cutting in and out. But, you know, actually, I just had another idea of what you actually should do when you have a day off. It's it's work on that body, dog. And so you probably want to be drinking the healthiest beer to do that. So let's go to realsimple.com. 10 of the healthiest beers. Sam, what are you doing?
That's flexing. That's flexing for the camera.
Did it hurt? Were you in pain?
I'm just really getting into it.
Can you do it again, please?
That's not... Okay, well, too bad this isn't a visual medium, everybody, because...
Why don't you give us a little flexi flex?
No, you can't see anything. Well, you can't see it under my... Fine, I'll flip. Fine, here, I'll roll them on up. Boo-boo!
Hell yeah. I've been watching Sunny, and Sunny always makes me think of you for many reasons. And,
good.
Yeah.
Give us a flex over there, Jed.
Well, I climb sometimes, so I have a little
hell bit. Yeah.
We're talking glutes, brother.
Okay.
Now, oh.
This is dangerous.
Now, you said I climb, so I actually have a bit of muscle. Like, Sam and I didn't do a great job just flexing our huge guns right now.
Your rebuttal, Jed?
Did I do that? Yes, I did.
Yeah. All right. Well, 10 of the healthiest beers. I don't know if it's 1 is the healthiest or 10 is the healthiest. I don't really know. They say they're nutrition facts, but it's just calories and carbs.
Yeah, I was going to say, having not looked at this, but we did an article similar to this 6 years ago or something.
Yeah.
All the healthiest beers were just measured in how low calorie they are, which is the wrong way to do this.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we've got going on here. So we've got Corona Premier, Lagunitas Daytime IPA, Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, Dogfish Head Slightly Mighty, which is actually pretty good. I like that. I would just buy that because I think it tastes good. Miller 64, Budweiser Select 55, Blue Moon Light, Ghostfish Shrouded Summit Belgian White Ale, which I've never heard of.
This feels like they were getting a kickback.
Yeah. Oh, it's gluten-free. Interesting. Mm. Heineken Light and Beck's Non-Alcoholic Beer.
If you're going to put Beck's Non-Alcoholic Beer on here, just put lemonade. Put water. Put Gatorade. Like,
yeah, you might
what are you even doing anymore?
That's true.
I don't think there was any order decided for the list. I think it was just 10 beers that...
Yeah, I couldn't tell either because, like, the calorie counts and carb counts were all over the place, and I don't know.
And also for the NA beer, they say, like, to round out a list. So it doesn't imply either way that it was the best or the worst. It just...
Yes.
Here are 10 beers.
That's true. Hold on, I gotta see something here.
Is Blue Moon Light, have I seen that, or am I crazy? Is that, like, a popular beer?
Is that I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen Blue Moon Light.
Okay, then I don't think so.
But
I'm
not usually in places where Blue Moon is on offer.
Is Blue Moon an East Coast beer?
It's from the East Coast. Wait, no, it's from the Midwest.
I don't know.
Where the fuck's it from again?
I don't know. Becca's parents used to really like Blue Moon. I don't know if they still do. What I do like about this article is that the expert here says that beer can have various alcohol contents ranging from 4 to 7%.
That's true.
Whoa, don't hurt yourself.
It's not wrong, but it's also not right.
My beer is 4 to 7%. 4.7%.
But, like, beer can go way above that and below that too. I mean, not way below it.
I mean, one of them is is way below it.
So I don't know. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, Jed.
One of them is 0.3%.
So you know what? I'm going to give this article a 2 out of 10, and I'm going to be done with it. Just going to be done with it.
Great, love that. Definitely cool. On board with that. I think 2 is very high, but you know, I'll vote with you, I guess.
Well, it was more than 4 sentences, like that BBC article.
That's true. That's true, but the BBC article was better. So.
Colorado.
Okay.
Definitely.
They're the only beer I'm aware of from Colorado.
Does Madison, here's the question. Does Madison import less beer because they have so much? Does that question make sense? You know what I'm trying to ask there?
I mean, I feel like we're just talking basic supply and demand economics at this point.
So my real question is, are the beers that are offered at most places just predominantly local?
Well, when I said what I said before, that was less about where I live and more about the types of bars that I go to. I'm sure you can get Yingling somewhere in this city, even though that's like a macro that's theoretically localized east. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Not in an interesting way, for sure, or an entertaining way, but an accurate way, I think.
Yeah, definitely. At least. All
right. Well, not interesting or entertaining is right, so let's wrap this fucking thing up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Good stuff. Who wants
to go first?
Did Jeff
talk about his life at all?
What do you want?
No.
What about my life? I'm coaching.
Give me 3 minutes, uninterrupted. Me and Tyler are going to put ourselves on mute and just talk for 3 minutes.
I don't like that at all. I'm in my herb era. I've been in that for a while. I think I'm slowly transitioning into my Vladimir Harkonnen era, where I just, you know, I'm trying to gain a lot of weight, maybe get sort of a – I feel like if I wrap myself in a suit and filled it with helium, then I might be able to float. I don't know if that exists yet, but
– yeah, get one of those like fetish latex suits. And then just pump it full of helium.
Yeah, I think, listen, I haven't looked it up yet because I don't want my dreams to be dashed.
Yeah.
And so I have deniability if someone were to claim that they thought of it first.
You gotta stop smoking, though. Smoking's giving you that Fade Rautha look, you know?
No, I don't think that's true, but thanks for saying it. No, it doesn't help because at night, when I have my second and third dinner. See, what I like to do, here's a good life update for you, Sam. I like to drink coffee in the morning, and then I eat my first meal at like 5 p.m., and then I get high later, and then I
die. Get
really hungry, and I eat a lot, and sometimes at like 1:30 a.m., I'm like, okay, now it's dinner time for what my body thinks it is. So then I eat then, too. So that's good. Like...
And you're holding down a job, huh?
Yeah, my boss was like, hey, you have to do more work. And I was like, you're right. And then my boss was like, whoa, your boss told you you have to do more work? That's not... They shouldn't have said that. And I was like, nah, they were right. So then I had to defend my boss to my boss's boss.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Bro, you should start doing more work.
No, now I'm doing a lot of work. But the funny thing is that if I do work for like 2 days straight, I just like have nothing to do for the next 2 days. So it's good times.
I do find sometimes I have to budget my work. Like, sometimes I have no time to do any of the things I need to do. But then I'll just hit a 3-day stretch where I'm like, oh, I got 3 days and I have 6 hours of work. I can't just do it all at once.
Yeah. Well, my job is also, like, customer support in a way. So if I, like, solve all the problems or ask all the people questions that have problems, I literally just am waiting for them to get back to me. So, yeah. It's good times. I'm not dating anyone right now. Is that news?
No.
Okay. And I saw Dune 1 three times recently and Dune 2 twice recently.
I can tell.
Yeah. I'm going to read the book soon.
Gam Jabbar.
Yeah, that's from the book. Yeah.
Fear is the
I haven't read or watched any of it, but I do know the term Gam Jabbar.
The book is good. I only read the first book because there are like 20 of them, and apparently they get crazy. And for the fifth time, I'll say it, in one of the books, they just come across a planet full of Jews.
Really?
Yeah, which is hilarious because everybody else is like, you know, like a Buddhist Salafi or like whatever. But there's just a planet full of old-timey Jews.
It's okay. Remember in Harry Potter when all the Jews worked at the bank? That was fun.
We didn't get it as bad as Cho Chang, literally naming a character Bing Bong.
That's true,
it's
but...
It's not like we had, like, Heschel Gold...
Okay, okay, but...
Man, I bet the goblins probably really would have liked Cho Chang.
But in Cho Chang... Stop it, stop. In Cho Chang's defense, she was a human. She did get that, you know? She did get that going for her.
I don't know. I love JKR so much. She's never said anything or done anything problematic. So
JKR Truther podcast.
I'm good at three, I think.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up. I tried to wrap it up 5 minutes ago, so we didn't get into all this, but it didn't happen.
You know, anytime we get into my stuff, we always bring up JKR.
It's weird.
Okay, really? The ContraPoints video on JKR, it's really good. Okay, that's all.
Okay, all right, cool. How was that beer, buddy?
I don't. If you noticed during the episode, I went and I had a second one in my fridge, so yeah. I got it. This beer is certainly a beer. It's 4.7%. It's like the type of beer that if you found it in, like, when people bring coolers to parties, there's the cooler of, like, the good beer, and then there's the cooler of the shitty beers. I think if you found this in the cooler of the shitty beers, you'd be like, oh, sweet. And if you found it in the cooler of the good beers, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? So yeah. I'd put it, like, right in the middle there. I think I was going to give it a 5, but I think 5.5 because there are so many beers that are worse than this beer. But it's just, like... This is the type of beer you would buy and take on a boat to, like, lay out in the sun all day and get horrible, you know.
That should just be the series you do, Jed. Best of the boat. That's all we want from you. This is the best beer analysis I've ever gotten from you. Best of the boat. That's all I want to hear.
It's funny that you say that because this is the least I've ever described how a beer tastes.
Vibes, baby. It's all vibes.
I am all vibes. That's my whole thing. So 5.5 from me. If you're going out and you want to be like, oh, I'll do a fancy shitty beer, I think this one is right up. This one's right up there with Blue Moon, I think. So, yeah.
Colorado.
True.
Classic.
True.
I had Aslan Beer Company's Red Invasion, a red rye IPA, 7% ABV. And, I didn't like it. There was something like a rotten orange kind of flavor hanging out in it that I just didn't enjoy. I'm very curious about the hop profile. I wonder if they changed up the hops a little bit to something not so tropical or citric, more citric than tropical, if that would help. But I didn't like it. Tasted a little funky. So I'm going to give this a 3.9 and not really recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, so I had microphones into the parlor. I don't think it was me blood. I think it just is what this beer tasted like. And it wasn't full on like rusty metallic, but I think it was just the redness and the bitterness came together in that way. A lot of astringency. And, you know, I've never actually been clear on what the use case for a red ale is. So I will call this and its brethren failures.
Wow.
All right.
So the rating?
3.1.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, pretty high for a failure, in my opinion.
Yes, that's what you get.
Oh, hey.
That made sense, I think.
Did it? Yeah. Tyler, if you say it made sense, I'll just assume that it did.
A lie. I had already said yes 3 times, but as soon as Jed put the pressure on me, now I'm waffling. I can't handle the pressure.
All you have to say is it made sense, and I'll feel like I got totally wrecked. All
right, it made sense. It made sense.
Fuck you.
All right. Well, Jed, good to talk to you. I hope your boss, you know, lays off. Jeez.
Not off me.
I'm just kidding.
What?
I get it, because then he'd be fired. It's the joke of what would happen.
Reacting to his own reaction, or
I don't know. Sam has barely been paying attention because his child is weeping blood out of her face, and that's what he's been thinking of, which is fine, rightly so, but he's in another world. So I'm not even going to ask him what he's drinking next week.
I'm doing the fucking Goose Island once again.
You see, that was the reverse psychology. I got him to tell me. I got him to tell me. Look at him. Look at him responding to texts about how his daughter's doing, like a bitch. Like a little bitch.
He's so soft now that he's a father.
Fucking got me, man. You got me.
Sam, I'm going to see you in the next 2 months, I want to say.
You're going to what?
I'm going to visit you in the next 2 months.
I don't remember inviting you to my home.
I'll stay somewhere else, but if you want to see me.
My parents are also visiting somewhere in that time span, so if you want to take each other off my hands, that would be so choice for me.
No, I think it'd be better. Don't you want your parents to babysit and me and Alyssa to babysit? At different times, so you have more free time?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Well, if you want Jed to babysit your kids, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com. Don't let us keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. Take your medicine, you feel better. Was this one super sloppy, or was that in my head?
No, it's you,
real high this time instead of one of us, so.
No, it was just you were a little distracted, Sam, which is totally fine. That's totally cool.
Yeah, you can listen to the 3 minutes of me and Tyler bantering to each other. And
3 minute gold. 3 minutes of gold.
We truly had a gay old time, which I think is the most appropriate I've ever used that word.
Old.
Yeah.
Except when I fucked that old man.